the Right Reverend Paul Butler, Bishop of Durham Designate.
Have you got used to saying that yet?
No, not at all.
How long do you think it'll be before it sinks in?
It will take a little while to sink in, because after today and all the business and the announcement, I go back to Sutherland Nottingham and continue there for about 3 months before, and then start here sometime early in the new year.
And you mentioned in your speech the three main priorities there, so if you could just outline those briefly for us, please.
Yeah, the three priorities are growing the church, engaging with the community, particularly around poverty issues, and particularly for me, engaging with children and young people.
Because you are the children's advocate for bishops, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been children's advocate amongst the bishops since I became a bishop back in 2004, and children's work and youth work in church and in society have been part of my passions for all my life, really.
Now, we're a very family-orientated station. Many of our listeners have children themselves, mm-hmm. many of them single parents, and in that poverty bracket that you mentioned. So how do you hope to reach out to those people?
Well, I would hope that at the local level, local parishes, local churches are engaging with their communities, offering ways of supporting and helping. But as bishop, I think I have a role, particularly in the House of Lords and so on, to speak up for the region, to speak up for around issues of poverty and for children and for family life in this country and in this region.
And a lot of people will have been wondering what you're like as a person. You've got a Twitter account, you like Strictly Come Dancing, it seems. So, I mean, are you a modern bishop, forward-thinking?
I'd like to engage with the community and the society in which I'm set, and I think things like Twitter and Facebook are really important for communication, and the church needs to communicate with the world, and so I use those means.
And there'll be a lot of people missing from church on Sunday because it's the Great North Run in our region.
Yes.
Is this something you've ever done?
No, but one of my sons has done it. He did it a few years ago.
Have you got
loved
a
it?
Well, it's a good atmosphere. It's excellent atmosphere. You should attend.
Right.
Do you have a message for the runners taking part on Sunday?
I think it's fantastic what you're doing, especially those who are running for charity and all the money you raise. But it's also good for your own health. It's great for the region because, of course, it gets broadcast around the world. So run well. Run to the best of your ability and try and enjoy it.
And just finally, to round it off, what would you like to say to people about coming along and meeting you and finding out who you are and what you're about?
Well, it's been great. Actually, lots of people come to meet me here in the cathedral today. When I start in the new year, I hope to be out where you are rather than you having to come and meet me.
So is that your pledge to visit as many places as
Absolutely.
Possible?
Absolutely. I will be out and about in communities, in villages and towns, in the cities, yes.